for your attention, please. Good evening, good evening. For those who have just arrived, welcome to the Flatbush Artists show and sale, holiday sale. As you know, this is a visual arts presentation, but there's one anomaly, and that's me. I'm the performance poet who's here to perform some of my work, and my CD is also on sale. What you're going to witness right now is something that is going to be happening for the first time. Nigel Peer is from Barbados as well. I'm from Barbados. We knew each other a long time. In fact, he's responsible for me being in the Flatbush Artist Group. He's who told me about it. We decided a couple of weeks ago that we would work on a project. I think it started out as a coffee table book, where he would present some of his work and I would interpret the work through poetry. So what I'm going to do, you will witness now, we will present two of those works where I interpret his pieces. Pierre, what you should do first is probably let people see the work and say what the name of the work and you could explain what the work is, I guess.
The Green Man. But it's really the green ball. The green ball is a coconut. Mm-hmm. This is what we drink. Right? It's good for you. For everything, liver, everything, right? And you must get a coconut at least every day, which is good for you. The lady is vexed because she's not getting any. She's walking away, as you can see, walking away from things, right? But we have vendors on the highway, where you have 3 and 4 vendors with different sets of green ball, which is the coconut. And that's all they do all day long. Mm-hmm. Cut and drink. And then you eat the inside fruit, the flesh from inside of it. They say that, up here they say it's not good for you, but it's good for you. Because you see, they still have my 48, 24, 48.
Now the interesting thing about this, he tell me go on his website and look at the work. I never ask him about the work. I never ask him to interpret the work to me, for me. I don't, you know, these are the works I want you to think of. And I remember that when I wrote the work and called him on the phone, he started to laugh. I think he probably fell on the ground. He could not believe how he could capture the essence of what he painted. So here we go, this one. And I called it That Green Ball. And my focus really was on her. Really, she is really the focus of the poem. And here it goes. A focus destination, an unfriendly purpose of thought emphasizing a contrary clash of culture and habits. I would like to, but that's not me, as engulfing heat challenge socialized norms. Why are they so cool? Why are they so unperturbed? Seemingly oblivious of time and space, immune from the hot air and from the dust and the noise. What the hell is that anyway? That seems to undermine time and space. That demands my mind to stop. Is it the forbidden fruit? That will take my innocence away? Should I don't care and take a sip anyway? Should I erase the race profiling? For from what I see, something refreshingly needed is in that green ball. The next one, did you get the same vibe when you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the same vibe?
But this one though is bringing Union Square into interpretation. Right? So you have everybody moving around. Body language is totally different. With us, you will have more swagger and more style in the body. Whereas Americans just walk in a direction. In a hurry, but we stop and stare and have a conversation sometimes for a whole day.
And sometimes we stop in the middle of the road and talk to each other.
Yes.
You can imagine how they work. Like, Bama! Yes. But we stop and continue a conversation, you know?
Yeah. We stop 2 cars in the middle of the road, one going and one coming.
We'll
even do banking.
Yeah.
We exchange money. Exchange money. And you better live, because nothing is going to happen anyway. So I thought of bringing that, looking at that and looking at what is going on in Union Square, where everybody's just moving. And nobody's stopping. And when they stop, it is not, the language is not the same. The language is just, I have to get going. And I recognize something here that is not in New York. There's no place to sit or relax. Yeah. There's no way of smelling the roses in New York. I live in Canada. I live in Montreal. And there are places to sit everywhere. Everywhere. There's flowers in the telephone poles. There are flowers all over. It's a magical place. But home, we can stop and smell the roses because we ain't going nowhere. So that's what I try to bring into my work and to show how the body language is totally different with both, although they're same people, but different atmosphere, different feelings, everything. So he interpreted it.
And the irony of it, after I wrote, I didn't know he was talking about Union Square, but what I picked up on that vibe is that I spent a lot of time in Manhattan, somewhere around like Madison Square, Garden, 8th Avenue, you know, and 7th Avenue. And there's a lot of energy. I mean, when you step at the light state across by Madison and where H&M is, right that corner, it's energy, man. I mean, and colors and fashion. And so when I saw that, I didn't think about Union Square at all, because I didn't ask him where it was. But I wrote this poem based on my experience of being around that area of Manhattan, right? You know? And it's called Mental Paralysis. Times Square to the MSG is always a carnival, a jumble up rush, a moving frenzy of color, a multi-faceted kaleidoscope masked by permanent purchase pursuit. The parade is organized disorder, constantly going, while punctuated by endless traffic lights, which makes you stand seemingly stagnated between skyscrapers on a landscape polka-dotted with t-shirts. All around are daylight screens that create further spending confusion. The walk no signs, no blinks, but you remain motionless, and your mental paralysis to think. And that is what this guy is doing.
He's thinking.
He's just looking up in the air and he's just thinking. So that is the art. Really. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to the visual arts.